15 points. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Serious Left on 46.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. We're getting word two of five kidnapped security employees have been rescued by Iraqi police. One of the five has been found dead. Four of the workers are Americans. The AP Steve Hurst reports U.S. forces were fearing the worst.
The great fear, of course, is that in past cases like this, hostages have just been taken away and killed.
The Pentagon announced 57,000 American troops have been told to deploy to Iraq next year. It's a move that maintains current force levels there. There are reports former Michigan football coach Bo Schembechler has died. He collapsed while taping a television show in Detroit. Schembechler was getting ready to see Michigan play their arch-rival Ohio State tomorrow.
It's just, I'm as excited as you are about this game. Because I just love to see Michigan and Ohio State come down to the end. And then let's play it.
Bo Schembechler was 77. He was the seven-time Big Ten Coach of the Year. Some of the new PlayStation 3 consoles are already out of the box and being used. In Putnam, Connecticut, there was a violent confrontation in line to buy the console. Lieutenant J. Paul Vance is with Connecticut State Police.
One of the patrons resisted the attempts by the suspect to commit the armed robbery, and that patron was shot.
A man is in the hospital in stable condition. As for the product, Pete Dilley with Sony says not everyone will go home with a PS3.
We're focused on getting as many into the marketplace as possible, and even though we know that we can't meet that day one demand for all the many, many millions of folks who'd love to have it on day one, we're going to be very focused on delivering a steady stream of product.
Two former Enron employees are going to prison. Michael Copper, the former top lieutenant, Andrew Fastow, was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. Former investor relations director Mark Koenig was sentenced to 18 months in prison. House elected John Boehner from Ohio, minority leader, and Roy Blunt from Missouri as minority whip. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 13 points. This is AP Radio News. The strong storm system that left at least 12 people dead in the south is now dropping a lot of rain on parts of the northeast. Eight people were killed by a tornado in Regalwood, North Carolina. Janice Waddell survived the storm.
I'm just praying for those families, for the people that got killed. You know. That's it. I just thank God. Because all that stuff, material stuff, I just thank God to be alive.
Today from WTVD-TV, everyone is now accounted for. Forecasters say three tornadoes also touched down in the western part of North Carolina. Flooding has been a major problem in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New York. There is an all-star tribute going on in Cleveland for Gerald LaVert.
Can't you see how much I'm really loving?
The R&B singer died last week. He was 40 years old. Among those at today's memorial concert are Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin. LaVert's family has asked mourners to come wearing purple, Gerald LaVert's favorite color. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Picture this. On the phone with a client or customer, trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or a presentation, but it's frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. You can set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID, and bam, they see your computer desktop on a computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is simply the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service on the market. Serious subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code SERIOUS. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone promo SERIOUS. GoToMeeting, online, made easy. Try it free today.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-3387. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 biggest mistakes investors make and how to avoid them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-3387. That's 1-800-771-3387.
Real Liberal Talk. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
You're gonna die in the service. Scenario, same old rain. There's no explosions here. And something unusual, something strange, come from nothing at all. I saw a spaceship fly by your window. Did you see it disappear? Amy, come sit on my wall and read me the story of all. Tell it like you still believe at the end of found it. There's something I've learned. 'Cause you feel it when they take it away. Hey, 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 something unusual, something strange, come from nothing at all. But I'm not a miracle. Not a saint, just another soldier on a road to nowhere. Amy, come sit on my wall. Read me the story of old. Tell it like you still believe the end of.
Thank you, Holly and Carl. That obviously is on his first album, Damien Rice. But we don't have it. We have, like, everything. But we didn't have it, so two people sent me the MP3. That's the one they played on CSI New York the other night. I'm saying this friend of mine is always sending me new music, and I said, oh my God, they played this song, Amy, on CSI New York. And I said, somebody sent it on it. And I get back this message, it's 4 years old. Well, I'm sorry, you know. Some of us are a little bit, look, I discovered the Carpenters 2 years ago. So I don't care. I'm not embarrassed. You know what my theory is? NBC. Well, it must be 10 years ago, because I think it's about 3 years ago, so it's probably 10 years ago. One summer, when they still did reruns. Isn't that funny? That's like the past. You know, when the whole summer was reruns, their whole sales pitch on NBC one summer was, if you haven't seen it, it's new to you. And that's my theory. I never heard Amy by Damien Rice. If you haven't heard it, it's new to me. I don't care if it's 4 years old. If I've never listened to the Carpenters, it's new to me. I found the Bee Gees the same way. When that hospital killed the Bee Gee, and Neil Rogers started playing, he played one whole day, just played the Bee Gees. And I'm saying, what are they, 35 years ago? And I actually had heard everything, but never paid any attention. So, the Bee Gees, they were new to me. How come they only do that with pop music? You notice that nobody ever says, Beethoven? That's 200 years old. Well, really, they don't. So, I'm sorry the Damien Rice song is 4 years old. I never heard it. I bet most of you never heard it. And it's so beautiful. You know, you notice I haven't been saying for days. I came in and looked up at the screen that lists who's going to be here because they're doing all this electrical work here. And the screen out in reception that shows the names of who's going to be here is not working. It wasn't working. I have one guest in 2 years or a year and a half. I don't know how long ago Camille Paglia was. But my one guest... And I'm, oh, God, make sure his name is up on the screen, Carl Hyacin. And, of course, the screen is, and I told him that. And he's one of these, he seems very sincere, self-deprecating people. And he said, well, that's my luck. You know, I'm lucky they let me in the door. He's that kind of person. He either thinks he has bad luck or that he's not worthy or something. I don't. And it did seem sincere. Some people, you know, put that on. But he did it so many times on the air and like things he said off the air that it seems to be part of his personality that he doesn't have a very high opinion of himself, which is so nice in this day and age because so many people have way too high an opinion of themselves. I ran into Anthony in the hall, and I said, oh, my God, I just fell in love with Damien Rice and blah. And he said, well, he was up here 2 days ago. And I'm like, I knew it. I knew it because he played last night in New York City. And if you can stay up late. Now, I think I'm going to try to go see the James Bond movie, which I'll tell you why in a minute. Because I wasn't going to. Because my movie's opening Wednesday. My man, since I'm making Garrett work Friday, because I'm working, but we're working Thursday and Friday. Alex is working Thursday, right? But he's taking Friday off. But my goal in life is to ruin Garrett's life. And in this instance, I'm the decider. So I don't want Friday off because I only ever want Mondays off. So if I work this Friday, then I get to take some on the Monday. That's how my life is. So I'm going to be here next Thursday and Friday. And opening Wednesday, so I guess I'll go Friday. Oh, God. This starts that month where you can't go anywhere. everything just gets so crowded. Everybody's off and, oh, depending on, now, if this movie that I have been looking forward to for so long, it could get terrible reviews, which might change my mind. But the movie opening this coming Wednesday that I really wish I could go see today, because I've been looking forward for so long, is Deja Vu with Denzel. You know, who's not what he used to be in terms of beauty, but who is? And it just sounds great. You know, it's like this guy and something happens and he's going to go back. No, I'm not talking about that Taye Diggs thing on TV. That's like Groundhog Day. So I've really been looking forward, because Deja Vu, it's like my kind of, you know, science fiction-y and everything. But I wasn't going to go see the James Bond movie. Didn't I say that? No desire, less desire to see this James Bond movie. I have never seen a James Bond movie. I have never wanted to see one. Sometimes they'll be on TV. I last like 10 minutes. And I don't, I have no idea why the whole thing just has no appeal to me. Then I started reading the reviews of this. Did anybody not love it? Everybody says one thing the same. Too long. But I could have told you it was too long. You know how you know it's too long? The minute it is anything over 120 minutes, it's too long. And when you get to 140 minutes, you know that they could have knocked a half hour out of this movie. Long before you go to see it, you just know. No movie needs to be long. Well, the Titanic, that was all right. But, and the Departed, actually the Departed, departed from that rule too. Because what was that, about 212? And for my money, that movie, The Departed, it could have been 7 hours long. I could still be sitting there from like 5 weeks ago, and I'd be perfectly happy just to see The Departed never end. But the James Bond, everybody loved it, and then it seems there's no CGI. They have, now here's a word we haven't heard, stuntmen. Stuntmen. Now, there must be. I can't believe in this day and age there's a movie with no CGI. I don't think they even. But it is apparently not filled with that's computer-generated images. You know, that's all that stuff where you think everything's really happening, but it's all just, you know, computer crap. So there's apparently either none or very, very little. That was practically enough to send me over the edge. And then you know what really sent me right over the edge, where I said, I'm going. It's Friday. Somehow my tradition has become, because I'm still in Manhattan, you know, I'm here. The movies tend not to be sold out, you know, at 3:45, 4:15. We can only pray. That it's not sold out, because I'm not going to one of those pishy Times Square theaters. I'm not going to one of those, take the escalator up to the 700th floor. I hate that. Oh, God, I hate those multiplexes. So I looked, and son of a bitch, James Bond is playing at the Ziegfeld Theater in New York City, one of the few theaters left in the entire United States that is just a big old theater, just one big old theater with one big old screen and a lot of big old people. And I, from the minute that theater opened, I swear to God, I have gone to see movies at that theater that I didn't even care, that I really didn't even care about the movies. That I saw, oh, what the fuck, that movie that was half, with the rabbit, Jessica Rabbit. I didn't even want to go see that movie. And I go, oh, God, it's the Ziegfeld. And I went. I didn't want to see the movie of Hair. There it was. I went. You know, I just love that theater, even though it's become shabby over the years. It really has. It really needs a facelift. But maybe it's better they should just leave it alone. They'll give the Ziegfeld a facelift. They'll end up with 60 screens and escalators. So that's what threw me over the edge. No CGI. And it's apparently, really violent and bloody and gory and all of that shit. And this guy's supposed to be good. What is this guy was in, that Steven Spielberg movie about Israel that I didn't go to see, that I rented and it sat overnight in my house and I took it back. I don't know why I rented it. Yeah, Munich. You know, blowing up. So anyway, that's what I'm planning on doing. Who knows? You know, I could walk out of here and, a car comes up on the curb. That was the motif last week in New York, you notice. Last Friday, a car jumped the curb down by 34th Street, smashed into that Cambridge men's store, nearly killed a woman. And then 3 days later, down by Union Square, by 14th Street, a car jumped the curb, and I think it did kill somebody. That's like the motif in New York for the week. So anyway, I'm sure everybody's really thrilled to know what movie I'm going to go see. My friend Judith Reagan. I mean, you know, she's not my friend. But I'm the only person on her side. I am the only person on Judith Reagan's side. I think Judith Reagan is like a nut job, okay? But most people think I'm a nut job, so it doesn't really mean much. She is one of the most successful publishers in America. Start with that. And I am not aware that when a book is published, that the publisher or their minions go out holding guns to people's heads, forcing them to buy the book. They come and drag you out of your house? Or do they come into your home and force you to sign on to Amazon and order their book? Do they kidnap people and take them to Barnes & Noble and thrust the book into your hand and make you get online and pay for it? I don't think so. They put it out. Now, if you think what she's putting out is the same as shit, you know what? You don't have to buy it. It is even less invasive than television. You know, television, you can accidentally put something on. A book, you really kind of have to seek out. You know, books don't just wander into your house. You really have to seek a book out, right? So, I don't care. I hear Alex all week, she publishes Jenna Jameson, you know, it's right before he interviewed the pimp and the hookers, but okay. I don't care what she publishes. I'm not interested in it. I don't buy it. I don't remember ever saying in my career in radio, oh, God, call Reagan Books and see if you can get me a review copy. I don't think she's ever published a book I have the least interest in. And I met her once, and I think she's a little nutty, frankly. You know, Jesus, the woman was fucking Bernard Kerik. You know, what else do you have to know? Or that's alleged. I guess they never admitted it, but, you know, right away. Howsomever, she starts, you know, she's doing this interview with O.J. Simpson and publishing his book and paid him $3.5 million, blah, blah, blah. And then last night on the Drudge Report, you know, the only news site anybody needs. You know what you need? You need Raw Story, Drudge, and CNN. And you're pretty much taken care of. You know, Drudge is a real news site, but he leans to the right. Raw Story, they're pretty much of a real news site. And they lean to the left. and CNN, you know, kind of in the middle. You could live with just those three, you know, if you had to, despite what other people say. So Drudge had the exclusive statement for a few hours last night from Judith Regan, and we better take a break. Because this attack on her, I don't know, if you really want to attack the person behind it who has all the money, who could stop this in 1 second, then attack Rupert Murdoch. Oh, but he, well, there you go. He's not a she. That's it. You know, so let's attack Judith Regan because we all hate women, even if we pretend we don't. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett can't stand the guy in the White House, and he'll tell you so. Mornings at 9 East, 6 West. Tom Hartman takes back America at New East, 9 a.m. West. And look out, it's Lynn Samuels at 1 East, 10 a.m. West. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging. And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters. Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic, even detect and remove infections already on your network by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, and ask for your free trial. More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks' spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
Alex. I've decided to wash my hands of Democrats already arguing with each other. And it's over this thing with Murtha, the tractor for the war in Iraq. Nancy Pelosi decided he wants him to be the House Majority Leader. And we find out that Murtha is probably an unethical son of a bitch. The Republicans, they do it one way. The Democrats do it another way. They're all...
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Eddie Bauer just had the same kind of buyout from a company that bought out Eddie Bauer. You know, they just bought out Clear Channel, you know, the evil radio company that has all those stations. They just had some kind of buyout that NPR was saying. Now, it could be legitimate, the people who bought it. I mean, everybody who does these kind of buyouts doesn't do it to rape a company. But, oh, God, they better get ready here for the plethora of phone calls from radio people who are going to need jobs soon. Not to mention when ABC turns itself over to the company that bought it, they're going to, half the people in radio, not just talk radio, radio, are going to be out of a job in the next 6 months. They really are. Between Clear Channel and ABC Radio, you know, being sold for different reasons, everybody's out of work. All right, to go back to my friend Judith Regan. Why don't they leave her alone? I mean, that's all. I really think part of it has to do with just that she's a woman. And people say things about women that they would never say. There's already, where was the column I saw today? About Nancy Pelosi. She's a witch and a bitch and a... No, she isn't. She's doing what they all do. Nancy Pelosi. That's all. She's just acting like a hack politician, which is all she ever was. But Judith Regan obviously released this exclusively to Drudge, where she said she has had a very bad history with men, to put it mildly, Judith Regan. And I remember when I met her, I met her many, many, many years ago at some book party at her office. And she was in the middle of one of the most vicious New York divorces that has ever happened. You know, one of these divorces where they're in court every day for like 10 years or something. Horrible. And it made her crazed, you know, but I guess she never got over it as far as I'm concerned. And apparently from this statement she released, which I guess still up on Drudge, I guess. I didn't bother putting it up. She had at least one boyfriend that beat the crap out of her, that she ended up half dead in the hospital. And one thing about O.J. that I do believe, since I don't believe he murdered these people, but I certainly believe he beat the crap out of Nicole. I absolutely believe that. Now, believe me, if I ever sat down with Judith Reagan, we'd have a fight. Because I'm not one of these a man can't hit a woman people. I'm really not. Because some women play off this. And then they think they can say and do anything. Because no man should ever be allowed to hit them. You know, they think they can physically attack men. And then the men are not supposed to ever hit them back. Somebody would ask Judith Reagan, did you ever take like a poke at this guy that beat the shit out of you? You know, or Nicole, you know, just did everything to make OJ as crazed as she could. And then he beat her up, which he certainly shouldn't have done. But you like asking for it. The one time any guy really tried to hit me, and he missed because he was a drunk. And he picked up a 2x4 and he tried to smack me in the head with it. But I deserved it. I never would have said, oh my God, he attacked me. I was like asking. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't go for this. A man should never hit a woman. You know, that it just shows that the man is the most horrible person that ever lived. I mean, all right, they shouldn't. But sometimes you can certainly see why they do it. But Judith Reagan has apparently really had the shit beat out of her, and she's had men really screw her over and, you know, all of that. So this statement she released is like, I wanted, you know, I'm doing this for all the women who have ever had men that broke our hearts and beat the shit out of us, and I wanted to sit and, like, look at him and, you know, make him uncomfortable. I don't, you know. It doesn't make all that much sense to me. But I understand, like, what's going through her mind, why she wanted to interview OJ, and the rage, you know, she has against men and everything. And, you know, somewhere under there, Judy, you must admit, you think you're going to sell a lot of fucking books. You know, let's not be totally naive. You know, this is a fabulous publicity thing you have going. And going to sell books. And she claims she never paid him the $3.5 million, as far as she knows, was set up in some way to go to his children. Now, that's also what in my family used to be called a Bubba Meister. It's like a grandma story. And it's a Bubba Meister because if OJ earns any money, Fred Goldman's going to get it. He owes Fred Goldman from the civil trial. So he can't earn any money. So what do you think is going on? They probably do give the money to the kids. And then OJ gets it somehow. You know, get real. Stop being so naive, all you people. You know, and who apparently, on Larry King, did you hear that great thing with Larry King? Roseanne's telling him how great the internet is, and he's going, I never used it. When you push little buttons and things, and she says, Larry, I'll show you. It opens up the whole world. He says, I'm not interested. This man has a television show every night. He doesn't know what the internet is. He's never been on the internet. Oh, Jesus. And I work so hard, and he makes so many millions of dollars. I just want that condo in Florida and Scottsdale now. Guess that's asking too much, huh? So, everybody is attacking Judith Regan. Oh, what a despicable person she is. Mike Lupica. What the fuck is Mike Lupica writing? Oh, I guess because OJ was a sports guy. I guess it's a sports story. I keep forgetting that. And they're attacking her. Now, the fact is, the interviews are going to be on Fox. Not Fox News, Fox. So who could stop this in 1 second? Rupert Murdoch. Attack Rupert Murdoch. What are you attacking this woman for? She is a phenomenon in publishing. She is a phenomenon. Not that she hasn't put out a light. You know, she was so busy screwing Bernard Kerik, it didn't cross her mind nobody would want to read a book by him. That book must have sold 3 copies. The Bernard Kerik book. You know, but she was blinded by love, I guess. So I'm sure that like anybody else in, you know, show business or something, she's probably had more dud books but than hits. But her hits have been fantastic. So leave her the fuck alone. She's really good at what she does. I was a big fan when she had a weekend talk show on Fox News. I loved it. And the show, her show, well, it was first on last night. I wish I had known this yesterday. It's going to be on, well, it was Zubra. Wait a minute. Okay, it's on right now. If you were to go to channel 102 right this minute, you could hear Judith Regan, but you could wait until 6 and 7 o'clock. 6 and 7 tonight. And tomorrow at 1, 2, 3, and 4. Every hour on the hour, you can hear Judith Regan on channel 102. 6 and 7 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. Okay? Well, that's not that many because her show... This is nice to know. Regularly airs Saturdays from 1 to 3 on channel 102. But we played that show today at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12, 1. Then somebody else gets to be on. 6 and 7 tonight and 1, 2, and 3 and 4 tomorrow. This is like a really bad time for me to listen. See, I should get the stiletto. Because that's when I'm out. Saturday afternoon, that's when I'm out bopping around. You know, that's when I'm, you know, seeing how much money I can spend on shit I don't need and will never use. That's my weekend. But leave her alone. It really annoys the shit out of me. They're doing it because she's a woman. Only women are bitches. Isn't it amazing? Every man on earth is wonderful. But any woman, remember Roseanne, how they used to attack Roseanne for being so horrible? And Rosie? Oh, my God, she wants to do a show and she wants it good. Oh. I watched 30 Rock last night for the first time. I'll be right back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Defending truth, justice, and the real American way. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Are you ready to learn the strategy that is revolutionizing the way people are building wealth right now? Take a look at this from Tom Bismeyer of Franklin Wealth Institute.
Pre-construction real estate investing. It is a proven model. We're talking about opportunities to get in early.
Pre-construction real estate investing isn't just for big money investors.
Every person can participate. It doesn't matter if you don't have any money or if you've got a lot of money.
Tom Bismeyer's been using these rock-solid strategies for over 20 years.
Individuals with literally less than 4 to 5 hours worth of their time have been able to make a couple $100,000.
Learn more. Call now for Tom's free 4-CD program, valued at over $50. Yours free. Just cover a small shipping fee. 800-576-4720.
I'm talking about taking a little bit of money and turning it into a lot of money.
Change your future. Call now for Tom Bissmeyer's free 4-CD program, 800-576-4720. That's 800-576-4720.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich from Maxim Radio.
Hey!
What's up?
Look at your screen right now. See that number, 888-PLUM-HELP?
Yep.
Put that in your cell phone.
888-PLUM-HELP. Save it. Mine says Andy, PLUM-HELP. Andy helped me out, fix my computer, now it works fine. He'll fix your fax machine, your printer, your digital camera, your scanner. Whatever you're having problems with, PlumChoice.com is the place to go.
And they fix it all right through the internet. What happens is you trust them. They're good people. They'll take over your mouse. Like, you'll see your mouse moving.
Yeah.
It's them. They're fixing it.
And nothing
it's not
worse.
Magic. This is no Chris Angel, David Copperfield stuff. No, they're just taking over your computer.
And nothing worse than when you're in the middle of a project and your computer just totally blanks out on you.
Listen, it happened to me. My computer was getting slow. One of the friendly folks at PlumChoice.com cleaned it up. I'm working fast and furious again.
888-PLUM-HELP. 888-PLUM-HELP, or just go to PlumChoice.com. PlumChoice.com. Anywhere, anytime, 24/7. 888-PLUM-HELP. PlumChoice.com.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
All right, so let me just, I'm going to go to you two people calling, but 30 Rock, which I never watched because it was not on at the right time. I guess it was on during Michael Savage. But Alec Baldwin, I mean, believe me, I'm the last person to tell anybody this, you know. Alec Baldwin is out of this world. He just is. He may be the most obnoxious human being on earth, which I certainly believe. He is fabulous. And it had another one of those fabulous lines that I could, that, you know how good it was? I can remember it. Somebody says, he's just playing on your liberal guilt, and liberal guilt should only be used for good, like over tipping and supporting Barack Obama. Now, please, where is there ever a better line than that? I can't be a racist. I drive a Prius. Todd in Brooklyn.
Hey, how are you, Les?
Okay, what's up?
I agree with you on 30 Rock. Last night's episode was great.
I've never seen it before.
It hasn't been even close to that good all season.
Now I'm going to have that thing where I don't like The Office. I'm going to put on Grey's Anatomy and, you know, because that's kind of wearing thin on me, too. So I'll and change in the middle. Just never see the end of Grey's Anatomy.
But I want to talk to you about Judith Regan. And I think you're way off base on any defense of Judith Regan and the fact that she's being attacked because she's a woman. I mean, it's kind of, I think it's irrelevant, really. And if it was some guy who was responsible for putting out the book, who, say, was a big sports fan and gave OJ or OJ's family $3 million, people would be coming down on that guy.
Maybe. Oh, not like her. No, not. They wouldn't.
What does her history have to do with her reasoning for putting out a book like this? If the, you know, it's...
Because she obviously has this very personal thing about men who abuse women.
I think she just has an overwhelming need for attention, and the fact that maybe over the last couple of years her books haven't been selling that well or getting the press that she wanted. She's probably just a press junkie who has finally hit rock bottom.
No, I don't believe that. I really don't.
But, the fact that there's money in
it. You have to? I know, so don't buy it. That's the point. It's like, don't buy the book. Don't watch the TV thing. Is she making somebody buy it? She's putting something out there, and if you don't want it, you pass by that dish on the media buffet.
But she's admitting that she's putting it out for her own reasons. And
so what?
It's a selfish move. You know what's a selfish? You wouldn't defend the guy who put out this book. You would be smashing.
Yes,
him,
I would. No, I wouldn't. I just don't understand why people get at people who are not forcing you. She's not making you buy the book. She is putting the book out.
It's more about the fact that OJ is getting paid. It's not so much about the book. Someone could have written a book about OJ a million times over, but the fact that money ended up in OJ's pocket based on the
Well,
murder.
Technically it isn't, because from his pocket to the Fred... You know, I'll tell you something. Maybe my problem is I don't believe OJ murdered those people.
Well,
maybe that's why. And plus, There are murderers walking around all over, for Christ's sake. Say he did murder them, which I don't think he did. It's like, would he be the only murderer running around?
No, absolutely. There's lots of murderers. There's murderers everywhere. But it was the same thing when John Lennon's killer came out with a book and people came down on that guy for...
He didn't come out with a book. Somebody else wrote... Yes, and you know what? I didn't buy that book. And I, from the day John Lennon was murdered 26 years ago, have not allowed... I have not said, nor have I allowed anybody on any radio show I've ever done to even say that sack of shit's name.
All I'm saying is if Judith Regan wants to put out a book like this, she should take the heat for it and just say that the money's ending up in the children's pockets and leave out her personal reasons for needing to put out a book like this.
See, I'm very much on, like, do what you want, say what you want. I don't care.
Oh, that's fair.
You know, if it's all as disgusting as people are pretending they think it is, then it won't sell. But you know and I know that everybody's going to tune in that TV interview.
Absolutely.
And that the book is so...
But it should work both ways. She could say whatever she wants, and people should be able to say stuff about her, whatever they want.
No, I think it's just too vicious and over the top.
Okay.
You know, and I'd like to really look into the background of some of these shitheads that are attacking her. You know, see what Mike Lupica, you know, what has he done in his life?
Okay,
that's fun. No, I don't, and it's Rupert Murdoch's responsibility more than hers. If Rupert Murdoch doesn't want that interview on television, guess what? It wouldn't be on television. So why is the, I should have said this when he was still on, why is the animus all directed at Judith Regan? When the ultimate arbiter, when the decider, is Rupert Murdoch, it's not Judith Regan, however you say it, John and Chico.
Hi, man, I listened to her show on Stars today, and I have a question. What if she is able to get enough of a confession out of him that on her interview that the feds go after him and he ends up in jail? Now, then how will everybody feel about Judith Regan?
First of all, it's double jeopardy.
They can get her for denying her civil rights. You know, they go after
people. No. I heard on some program they're saying that wouldn't work.
Well, my point is...
Denying her civil rights. How fucking idiotic is that?
Well, I agree, but how's everyone going to feel about Judith Regan then? Is she going to be a hero if she gets...
Oh, well, then I guess she would. Yes, I guess if she got him to say something that would allow somebody to go after him.
I got to go, Lynn. Thank
okay,
you.
Goodbye. I could tell because I thought I was going to have my first crash, actually, on the radio. Atlanta, Theron.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
I just want to tell you that it's very refreshing to hear at least one white person in the country say that they don't think O.J. killed. So.
Well, I can give you the name of another white person.
Well, thank you
very much. Alan Combs. Alan Combs has always said he didn't believe O.J. did it.
Okay. I was wondering why, regardless of what side of the political spectrum people are on, whether they're Jew, Christian, whatever, the one thing that unites every white person or most of the white people in this country is their mutual hate for O.J. And I have yet to understand that because he is not the first person that ever got away with murder. And I got a couple of white friends on my job and I asked them, nobody can successfully answer that question for me. What brings all the passion and the hate when it comes to O.J. when he was not the first and he will not be the last person that ever got found not guilty of killing their wife?
No, we have a guy sitting in the White House, actually, that's murdered more people.
Thank you. And where's the outrage of that?
I don't know. I'll tell you something funny. I don't understand it myself. I really don't. You know what it is? You probably understand this better than I do. That primal thing that all those little white men with their little white dicks have about those black men with your allegedly huge penises screwing their beautiful white women. I think that really is what is at the bottom of it.
And you know what, too? I have to agree because I think that what it is that it brings out the inherent racism or racism that white people have. They don't get upset when black men get off of killing his black wife or a white man. Nobody said anything about what the actor Robert Blake, he supposedly killed his wife and got off. You don't hear a peep. But as soon as a black man or a black person does something to a white person and doesn't get his just desserts according to this society, then, oh, he's bad and everybody hates him.
I agree with you. And that. Not only was he married to this gorgeous blonde woman, but he is since then. I mean, he never dated black women, did he?
No.
Except I think was his first wife was black.
His first wife was black, right.
And he got rid of her pretty fast. But he just, he's like, you know what he is? He's uppity.
Well, there you go.
Oh, Jay, he's uppity. That's what he is.
Hey, thanks, man. Keep up. I love your show, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I never understood that either. I mean, is he the first celebrity or anybody that ever got a, you know, if he did it, which I still don't. And I'll tell you something, this confession, every single thing about this interview plays more into my theory that he was sitting in that Bronco right in front of her house and he saw it happen. When I read, I don't know, in one of the things that he says, and I like came out of a coma and found myself standing next to her body, standing in the blood with the knife in my hand. I bet he did. I bet he fucking did. He saw that happen. He didn't do anything to stop it. And he walked, that's how the blood got on him. He walked over and stood over those dead bodies. And I think this man, who I frankly think he's a piece of shit, don't in any way think that I think O.J. is, you know, and he's a horrid man. You know, he's just a hedonist. But I think he's consumed with guilt that for whatever reason he didn't get out of this stupid Bronco and try to do something about it. You people calling, hold on, because I'm up to the last break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
Hello there, I'm Barbara Walters. Coming up on Sirius Stars, I'll be talking about all the mistakes I've made over the years. I turned down dinner with Clint Eastwood. I asked Katharine Hepburn what kind of a tree she wanted to be. And I asked guest after guest how they lost their virginity. What was I thinking? Now I want to hear your mistakes. The wrong mate, the wrong job. I'll come clean, if you will. Call me and we'll dish. I'll be on live Friday at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific on Sirius Stars 102.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-391-3274 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-391-3274. 1-800-391-3274.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, when there's a fare sale, you have to check each airline separately.
Flapdoodle! Just go to Travelocity. There's a huge sale on now. See splendid sale fares for tons of airlines all at once.
Second myth, jet lag affects all of us.
Not me.
The big fare sale on now. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Who said that?
Tom Hartman.
George W. Bush admitting that he lied to the press corps. Last week you told us that Rumsfeld was not stepping down, and now he is. Did you lie to us? And then he says, I lied to you. It was the only way I could get you to move on to the next question. And then he looks around and he chuckles and he's got this, and nobody's laughing. The entire press corps sitting there looking at him going, you did what?
Tom Hartman. Noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146.
And I must say that I was very, I don't know, like unaware of O.J. when this happened. I didn't know he had been a footballer. I mean, I must have heard his name somewhere. But I really didn't know who he was. And I had seen the Naked Gun movies, but if you don't know that he was some football player, I don't, what was he, ran through airports? I don't know. Oh, that was a commercial. But he was like, He was a very fuzzy person in my mind. You know, he's not anybody I was particularly cognizant of. Danny, Mississippi.
Is that me, Lynn?
Yes, that's you.
Hey, hey, Lynn, good to talk to you guys. RJ was kind of like transcendent race, Lynn. He was the most popular football player in this country. He played for the Buffalo Bills. He was one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Yeah, and but the thing is he stopped transcending race, didn't he?
Yes, as soon as his mother happened. That's why he was married to that white lady. But that's not the case. I just want to let you know that this guy was a big, big-time ball player. He was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. He laid the pathway for Michael Jordan. This guy was incredibly popular. But the point I want to make, man, give me a couple of minutes, because I don't live in L.A. I don't live through this trial. And I hate to see it come back again to bring all this kind of crap back up again. But you just don't know. This guy from Atlanta pretty much took all of my thunder by saying that. I'm glad to see that you are not in the camp with the rest of these crazy white people in this country over this man. And I got so much to talk about, but I really want to mention Bill O'Reilly. You said that Rupert Murdoch runs this thing for Fox broadcast, right?
Yes. Oh, and Bill O'Reilly said they have nothing to do with each other.
Absolutely. He's the biggest lying asshole on the radio. I can't believe it.
And on television, he's the biggest lying asshole in two different mediums.
Absolutely. But he's telling his audience that Fox broadcast has nothing to do with Fox News. And they're nowhere connected to this Fox broadcast station.
I wonder who signs his paycheck.
Pardon me, man?
I wonder who signs O'Reilly's check.
Absolutely. So it's just incredible, man. Well, the matter of fact, like I said, give me just a couple of minutes, because I don't live through this trial. I'm from L.A. I was out there during the height of this damn thing. I don't know if you saw Sean Hannity and Alan Cole last night, but they had that asshole Mark Furman on there. If you please get a tape of that, you can make the point. This guy got so angry with Alan Cole because he asked him did his efforts at that trial might have led to O.J. being acquitted because of his racist views. And Mark Furman straight out said, I'm not answering anything like that. And he threw it off on Alan like, you got a chip on your shoulder. It was just an incredible piece of tape. I wish you to watch it. So I called Alan last night on his radio show to tell him I think he did a fine job of not backing down to that bully. But the point of the matter is, there was so much evidence in that trial. And like I said, I watched it. I heard every piece of evidence I could. I listened to everything I could on this thing. There was so much evidence there that I thought that was so suspect. You couldn't make a determination that this guy did this or not.
Well, everybody ignored in that entire trial, and when he was acquitted, ignored it's reasonable doubt. You know, it's reasonable doubt.
Well, let me just give you a couple of reasonable doubts I had. You noticed that the medical examiner of L.A. County did not testify in the trial. They wouldn't let the guy that did the excellent exam on Nicole come and testify. They got some surrogate guy, the Indian, the Pakistani, whomever he was, but he wasn't the medical examiner on that trial. Now, the nurse that drew the blood from O.J.'s body to get the blood test, he didn't testify. Plus, there was blood. I don't want to go through the whole trial. There were just those kind of things that, and then Van Adder taking the vial of blood back to the crime scene, and the blood on the sock. Where you know, if you're wearing a pair of socks, how are you going to have blood on both sides of the sock? There were so many things. The white folks just saying that all black folks are so stupid. We were so enamored with O.J. Simpson that we couldn't make a legitimate.
Well, that's where you know the real. To me, that was the real racism. That came out is when, look at the jury. Look at the jury, because only white people can be on juries.
You see how they're spinning it now when they're talking about the trial now? They'll go straight to the point. A civil jury found him guilty. They totally ignored the criminal jury. And they're going to give all the credit to the civil jury. Like, they got all the
which has much lower standards. And it was. I was appalled. I mean, you go, all these stupid black people on the jury.
Absolutely.
It's better when we used to get to lynch black people,
absolutely,
you know, with all white juries down south. Those were juries that you could trust.
That's what I was telling all my friends, Lynn. I said, listen, this is not the All South. You can't take this guy to the nearest tree and hang him.
Well, they would like to. And still, it's so, darling, I have to say goodbye because the hour's up, and I gave you many minutes. We have another hour. I'll be right back.
Dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. One of the greatest coaches in college football has died.
I just love to see Michigan and Ohio State come down to the end.
On the day before Ohio State was to play Michigan in another classic matchup, former Michigan coach Bo Schembechler has died. He collapsed after making a TV appearance in Detroit. 17 of Schembechler's 21 Michigan teams earned bowl berths. Bo Schembechler was 77. We are now getting word from Iraqi police none of the five security company workers who were kidnapped in Iraq have been rescued. British forces and U.S. helicopters are involved in some heavy fighting with U.S. forces in a southern region in Iraq, and that Iraqi police spokesman says the kidnappers had a ransom, but he would not elaborate. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has signed deployment orders for soldiers to go to Iraq. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Some 57,000 will be heading to Iraq early next year. They'll replace troops leaving Iraq, thus maintaining the current number of U.S. military there at 141,000.
Meantime, President Bush's choice to replace Donald Rumsfeld, Robert Gates, met with senators today on Capitol Hill. Housing construction dropped by a bigger than expected amount in September. Bob Walter with Quicken Loans says it's simple. There are too many homes out there.
Supply and demand hasn't been repealed, so this is, as the supply is reduced, it will come more in line with demand, and we'll see a stabilization. We're already seeing inventories being reduced at this point. I think that's good news, and I think that will show that we'll find some bottoming out point here pretty soon.
Bracciano, Italy is a buzz. The town is getting ready for the big Tomcat wedding tomorrow. Matt Lauer was asked on NBC's Today Show if he will see Tom Cruise. Mary Katie Holmes.
Well, did you get your ticket yet? Your invitation?
My invite? Yeah. I got it. It was. You mean Tom Cruise?
Yeah, you did not get
it. I did.
It
was addressed to Matt.
An electrical fire at St. Louis Lambert Airport has cut off power to part of the main terminal. This is AP Radio News. Republicans in the House elected John Boehner of Ohio as minority leader.
It's an honor to be chosen by your colleagues to be their leader. I pledged to them to do everything I could to bring our team together and to work hard so that we can earn our way back into the majority.
Boehner succeeds House Speaker Dennis Hastert. Missouri's Roy Blunt was elected minority whip when the Democrats take over the majority on Capitol Hill. Publisher Judith Regan is defending her decision to publish O.J. Simpson's new book, If I Did It.
In an 8-page statement called Why I Did It, Judith Regan writes that she herself had been abused as a young woman. I wanted him and the men who broke my heart, she says, to tell the truth, to confess their sins, to do penance, and to amend their lives.
The AP's Warren Levinson reports Regan thought the proceeds from the book would go to O.J. Simpson's children. In the book, Simpson hypothesizes how he would have committed the killings of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. He was acquitted of the charges in 1995. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Your house is a time bomb. Your mortgage is set to explode. Your fixed rate term is ending and your payments may double, even triple, your living month to month. If you don't do something now, you may lose your house. Credit problems? Quit worrying and defuse that bomb with North American Corporation. Right now, get a $300,000 mortgage for less than $63 a month based on a 0.25% rate. That's right, you heard it correctly. 0.25% rate. And the payment is fixed for 10 years. Get some cash for home improvements. Catch up on bills. Save money for the holidays. It's not too late for that stress buster vacation. 100% financing options available. Call North American Corp now, and for a limited time, get a free appraisal credit at closing. Ask about our no-income verification program. Call now, 800-317-7664. Imagine a $300,000 loan for less than $63 a month, and the payment is fixed for 10 years. Take away the worry. Call North American Corp now, 800-317-7664. That's 800-317-7664. Loan example based on a 0.25% ARM, $300,000, 360 months, 7.99% APR. Licensed by the DRE, number 01218455. North American Corp, 800-317-7664.
What's your most productive time of day? Odds are it's not after lunch. According to researchers, that's when 74% of us hit the wall. Now you can get over that wall with 5-Hour Energy. Just one quick drink of 5-Hour Energy will help you feel alert and productive for hours. 5-Hour Energy is packed with B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids. Zero sugar and just enough caffeine. So when you hit the wall, drink a 5-Hour Energy. It's available at Walgreens, 7-Eleven, GNC, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop.
JR, for my friends at SinusBuster.com, the all-natural, and I mean all-natural line of products that relieve migraine, pain, help you stop smoking, lose weight. Would you like smoother, younger-looking skin, reduce lines and wrinkles, help control adult or teenage acne? It's all-natural Capsiderm. The power of the pepper strikes again. Online at SinusBuster.com, coming soon to better stores nationwide, all natural Capsiderm.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
Garrett and I are talking about how, is this true in the rest of America, that if a place, I guess not because people have to drive in normal cities, was that like if a place is 7 to 10 blocks from your house in New York, we don't go there. It's too far. Garrett lives in a neighborhood, because the guy called from Astoria, called Alex, that is known for its fabulous restaurants, Greek restaurants. And yet he's like, no, it's like, what is it, 6-7 blocks away. He would never go there. I live 7 blocks from the 2 years in a row, Time Out New York, best hamburger in New York. And if I get there 3 times a year, it's a miracle. Because it's 7 or 8 blocks. It's like too far. It's too... I also am now, I have, also 7 or 8 blocks away, a Starbucks, and 7 or 8 blocks in the other direction, a Starbucks, And you know why they built so many fucking Starbucks? They're both too far away. Their stock went down. Starbucks is not, I don't know, they're getting beaten up a little. And I'm like, and the theory is they're building too many of them. It's ridiculous. And I'm like, well, except they need one more. They need one within like two blocks of my house. They do. They, cause these six, seven blocks away. Too much. Are the rest of you people in like America, are you like that? Or the normal people you have to drive to get anywhere? So, like, if you have to drive, when I used to stay in Florida, you couldn't walk two blocks from where I was to get dinner. You had to get in the car and go somewhere so you could go. Once you're in a car, you can go anywhere. No, you really can. I mean, up to, you know, if you're just, like, going for dinner, 15, 20 minutes. You know, anything within a 15 to 20-minute drive was kind of an acceptable, you know, destination. But not New York City, where we just walk. You know, and anything, I'd say three blocks, two to three blocks. Once you get past two and a half blocks, it's like in another planet, you're not going to go. I don't know, we're either very lazy or just very strange. You know, I'll tell you the amazing thing about O.J. The amazing thing about O.J. is that this whole conversation about the book and the interview and Judith Regan is, it's like 11 years later. I don't know, maybe the trial. When was the trial? The whole murders were in, 95. It's 11 years later, and you notice people are as hysterical as they were back then. Tyler in Texas.
How's it going, Lynn?
Oh, you're not on a cell phone in a truck.
No, actually, I am on a cell phone, and I hopped out of my truck so I can make it clear for you.
Oh, well, thank you, because I just tend to shout at everybody on the phone. Oh, my God.
That's fine. I can hear you good, too. No, I called originally not necessarily to talk about the O.J. deal, because I could really give a shit about that. And just like you said, it was so long ago. You know, who cares? It's over and done with, and there's nothing you can change about it. But on the other hand, what I get tired of is mostly, I notice most of the African-American callers call up, and all they do is bitch about crazy white people and how hysterical we are about it. But I don't care about it, and I just think that's kind of reverse racism trying to keep everybody up.
I don't think it is. I think that I am in total agreement with them.
Really?
I think that was one of the most despicable, that O.J. trial, displays of the inherent, unrecognized by white people anyway, racism that this country is never going to get rid of because they don't even want to recognize it.
Yeah, no, I agree with the jury and the trial from the beginning to the end, the trial, the police work, everything was botched. I mean, it was horribly wrong, just everything about it. But I guess for me, because I'm 28, I mean, I'm Garrett's age. I didn't grow up with any of the old South stuff, even though I've been in Texas forever. But I just hate to hear people talk like that, because I don't have a problem with anybody. But yet, I mean,
But you don't need the old South stuff. The thing is, this, to me, racism is the biggest problem in the country, and it is never going to be overcome. I don't believe it's ever going to be overcome, not ever.
No, I agree. I just hate to hear people generalize all white people. Now, I agree with the other callers to a point. I'm sure, I mean, I could watch the trial. A lot of those people were older. They think that way. I mean, look, my mom thinks that way. But she's just old school. I mean, bless her heart, she's sweet as could be. But that's just the way she was brought up. You know what I mean?
No, but I think that even younger people think that way. But I think people are not aware of it. That's what's so insidious about racism today. You're not wearing a white hood, and you're not lynching people, and you're not burning crosses,
but it's just there.
Yeah. They're not as good as we are. The attacks made on that jury, well, I never heard anything like that in my life. I really never did. That acquitted him, When I have this totally opposite view, because I don't think he committed these murders, you know, although I think he's the sack of shit. But
yeah, I can definitely agree with you on that.
It's a different story.
Yeah. Now, for me, like, I don't know, I'm white. I go places. I've got a mohawk. I've got a somewhat of a different look. But I go places, and white people walk past me, and some of them look at me really fucked up. But I hold the door open for half of them, or, you know, do whatever for anybody. And I just hate to have people look at me that way. And when I hear callers call up and talk like that and just generalize mm-hmm. white people as being like that, it just, to me, seems kind of wrong. Cause
well,
I
sort of see it, but I'll tell you something. I don't understand how the black people in this country, not necessarily today, but at some point in history, didn't just, like, rise up and kill all of us.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I think everybody's racist to a point. But that depends on their experiences, and there's sometimes, you know, I might look at somebody and think of them some way and then realize, man, they're not even close to that.
And maybe they're looking at you because of your mohawk, honey.
Hey, maybe. You never know. But, I mean, at least I can
take
that.
Did you see Judge Judy yesterday? She gave it to a kid with a mohawk.
Oh, poor guy. We're not all bad.
And his sister, who had a piercing in her chin. Oh, my God, you should have heard, Judge. How do you think you're ever going to get anywhere? How do you think you're ever going to get a job? Take that piercing out. Get a better haircut. Oh, my God, I think they're probably reacting to your mohawk.
You never know. I used to have my nose pierced, too. That didn't help either. But
see, if you're somewhere, you can afford to have Sirius Satellite Radio.
What about?
See, so Judge Judy is wrong.
Hey, look, I'm a good, well-rounded person with open mind and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she
good
pisses
stuff.
Me off sometimes, I must say. Thanks, darling.
Okay, I love your show.
Thank you. Bye. And thank you so much for not having all that trucking noise and everything. Kathy in New Jersey.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
I agree with you 100% that there's an inherent racism in the country, but I feel that a lot of the feelings and the opinions that came out of the trial were a lot. They were based on the fact that it was probably the most publicized trial in American history.
Oh, no. It wasn't, and, but that's, you know, it really...
I mean, wasn't it the first trial to ever be televised?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can go back, you know, the Lindbergh baby. And, you know, every 10 years we have the trial of the century.
Well, you know what, now, before you get rid of me, because you have to answer me this question, because you're kind of opening up my eyes. I never really thought about his innocence before. I didn't try.
What do you mean? How could you follow a trial? What, it never occurred to you maybe he didn't do it?
I didn't think that. Now, Michael Jackson, I agree. I don't think he's guilty at all. He's just a wacky, you know. But, OJ, you opened my eyes. So if you can answer this, then maybe you convert me. Why would he sit in his truck and watch a murder happening to someone he supposedly is in love with, and not even dial 911, worse cell phones back then? Why did he call the police? What's the rationale?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't. I mean, my theory is he was, you know, again, maybe he didn't want to admit he was stalking her. I don't know.
But there
were definitely more than one murderer. I also don't think that conceivably could have been done by one person. That is interesting. I never thought about why he didn't just call 911.
That's bothering me. Because I don't know.
Maybe you just get paralyzed. I don't know. It's very easy sitting in my studio or you sitting there in New Jersey to say, well, while he was watching two people get slaughtered, why didn't he call 911? But I don't know. Maybe when you're sitting there watching two people get slaughtered and you're an idiot to begin with. I mean,
maybe
you know,
that's
you know, the guy, I mean, people for years kept, oh, you're in love with him. Oh, God, I got called a nigger lover so many times. But, I mean, the guy, he's a sleazy, disgusting, despicable, stupid, he's a sack of crap.
It's still a big step to murder.
Well, I know, but maybe, you know, you just get paralyzed. How many times are people in some weird situation and you say, well, if I had only done this, you know.
Exactly.
You never thought of it.
But why wouldn't he tell his lawyer? Why wouldn't he say, this is what happened?
Well, you don't know that he didn't tell his lawyer.
And they figured that it would be best for him to go on trial for murder rather than...
Well, because they couldn't find... Wait a minute. If they couldn't find the murderer, then he would have gone on trial. They would have had to have found the murderer, the real killer.
Well,
wouldn't they? I mean, what are you going to say? He was sitting there and he saw somebody kill her. And
but
you
there
say,
would be no evidence. There would be no blood on him. There was, I mean, there was blood the body.
Well, there was, number one, very little blood on him.
Exactly.
And number two, I think that, again, like in this alleged confession that he makes in the interview where he says, and then, like, I came, like, out of a coma and I was standing in the blood with the knife. I think it was drug dealers that did the murder.
Well, that's,
okay?
That's possible.
And they left. And I think he got out of the car and he walked over to the body, and that's how he was standing in the blood, and the blood was, any blood on him, I think, was that he walked over after.
That all makes sense to me, but I still can't get it straight in my head why he would even walk over there. You know, because
I think
he
you're
in
like,
the car,
yeah, but you're not thinking, you know,
like him.
No,
thank
you're
God.
Not thinking straight. Would you be thinking, see, you're thinking rationally. I don't think if you just saw two people murdered in front of you, you were exactly at that tip-top thinking condition.
I suppose. I've never watched.
Look, maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe he'll suddenly come out and say, you know what, I did it. And then I'll look like an idiot all these years for saying he didn't do it. But I nothing will ever convince me he did it, except if he says he did it.
Your viewpoint just really enthralled me, and I was like...
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay. Bye. Okay, let's take a break, and I'll get to you people holding on. Do you believe...
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left 146.
Protect you and your family by creating a living trust at LegalZoom.com. Avoid the delay and expense of probate. Certain estate taxes even change or revoke it at any time. LegalZoom.com is not a law firm, but it lets you take care of common legal documents without a lawyer. Just answer a straightforward questionnaire online, and LegalZoom.com does the rest. Get a discount by typing in Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom.com.
Stocking hat?
Check.
Ice scraper?
Check.
Goodyear tires with triple tread technology?
Huh?
Are you prepared for winter driving?
If not, get any weather traction from Goodyear tires with triple tread technology. Now on sale. Plus, get up to a $40 mail-in cash card when you buy four select Goodyear tires, including triple treads, or double it to $80 when you use a Goodyear credit card. Be prepared this winter and save big on all Goodyear tires with triple tread technology. These offers end December 2nd, 2006. Offer subject to credit approval. See your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
They're givers, the Republicans.
They would never want to be a party that, I don't know, wins an election, gay bashing, or anything like that. Peter in D.C. on the Foley scandal. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, honey, go ahead.
There's a book coming out about Foley. It's quite the page-turner.
Oh,
Hey, penalty box to the show.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
9 p.m. East, 6 West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
You know, part of this is that, as I said, I had no sense of O.J. Simpson as some super famous person, some super famous athlete. You know, football is not and has never been, and I'm old enough not to say never will be, but it's probably a good chance. Never will be anything that I have the least interest in. Watch, I'll be 90 years old. I'll be sitting there. I'll be a football fanatic. Because anything is possible. George in Cleveland.
Hi, Lynn. Well, long-time listener, first-time caller. I never heard anyone on the radio that agrees with the way I think. It definitely is a conspiracy. I don't think O.J. Killed her either. I think it was done by the Colombian Mafia.
Me too!
You know, but,
and I think they actually were trying to kill Faye Resnick. And they only killed her by mistake.
I think it had something to do with drugs, but... you were talking about every 10 years. Remember a real famous trial was Dr. Sam Shepard's trial.
Oh, my God. Sam Shepard, for sure.
You know, there was, I think it's the elitist against the poor people. I don't think it's the middle class. I don't think it's a racial thing. I think if you're not up to their standards and way of beliefs, they're going to get you.
Well, I mean, that was another thing where it was obvious Sam Shepard didn't kill his wife.
I don't believe that. No.
And they went after that guy, and they drove that guy insane. They really drove that man insane.
Yeah, once he came out of prison, he was never the same man.
But it's happened. It's interesting because we think everything has become so tabloidized because of cable TV and everything. But they had these trials. If you look at old newspaper stories, and I mean, obviously, the Lindbergh baby. Oh, my God. That was, what, in the 30s? The Lindbergh baby being kidnapped? That was the trial of the century.
Yeah, so the OJ, I don't even think comes close. It might have made television for a while.
And Stanford White, the architect who was shot to death in some nightclub or something in the, I think, 1920s. It's if you look at all these trials of the century, you know, you realize that there is a trial of the century practically every 10 years. And that was long before cable television. You know,
right
Stanford
on.
White and that lady, the actress, you know, from some show. I don't even remember that story. But that was huge. And there were always tabloid newspapers. And the famous photograph that I think the New York Daily News did where the first woman that was ever put in the electric chair in New York City, in New York State, rather, and some photographer sneaked into, like, death, that, you know, when she was in the electric chair and they had the picture on the front page of the newspapers.
That's horrible. Yeah, people.
Yeah, but I mean, this was not television and this was not the internet. You know, it was when there were nothing but newspapers.
Right, and newspaper and word of mouth was just as powerful.
Of course it was. You know, all the technology has done is speeded everything up and made its reach even wider. But you're dealing with human nature is what the crux of it all is.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Lynn.
Sam Shepard. Sam Shepard, who thought of that? Now, they went away. These people call and disappear. Now I am intrigued. You know, I swear to God on the radio, I'll tell you how things repeat themselves. Every few years, for some reason, this discussion comes up about the trials of the century. I can never remember the name of the lady that was being executed in New York. And I've seen the original photographs in the original newspapers and everything. Executed in New York State. And see. And that Stanford White thing comes up. Woman is Evelyn Thaw. Oh my God. Women executed in the U.S. since 1900. Women's Justice Center. Most of them were executed. Eddie Lee Mays was the last woman how would you like to be the last person executed in New York State? Wait, I'm trying to find this. Okay, Women's Justice Center. Women executed in the U.S. since 1900. Let's hope it's just a nice name, and it'll just ring a bell for me, and I'll remember. No, that wasn't it. The name of the woman where the photographer got into the execution chamber. Not Ethel Rosenberg. It was before Ethel Rosenberg, wasn't it? Oh, God, I'm never going to find this. I'm never going to remember. Look at that. You can make a little one-page listing of all the women executed in the United States. Where's Carla Faye Tucker? Where's Carl? Oh, there she is. 1998. Oh, the high spot of George Bush's life. Carla Faye Tucker. George Bush, who executed more people than any previous Texas governor. See, now I can't even remember the name of this woman, because if I have a list of every woman executed in New York, then I should have the name of the woman who this famous picture was from, when they had her like in the electric chair. And long before there was a Rupert Murdoch. Long before there was a Rupert Murdoch, the photographer snuck in. The photographer snuck in. Let's go. Photograph of woman being executed in New York State. Did you mean photograph of women being executed? Yes, I did. Oh, I'm never going to find it. Somebody better tell me. Somebody needs to tell me who it was that they snuck in and got that famous picture of the woman being executed. In the meantime, what the hell? You know, Bush. Oh, God. I nearly got through a whole show without saying Bush. How do you like that? Maybe if I look at CNN instead of my own website, I can, Bush. Vietnam can see. Yes, Bush is in Vietnam. We finally got him to Vietnam. But I will, for all you right-wing people listening, you're exactly right, because it took till sometime in the 1990s to get Bill Clinton to Vietnam, too. It took a long time to get either one of them to Vietnam. But one of them didn't support the war. That's the difference. That, to me, is the big old difference there. And he's comparing the Vietnam War and the Iraq War. Does he know we lost the Vietnam War? That perhaps he shouldn't be comparing them? Bush, what are all these world leaders thinking? I've been thinking about this, and then somebody emailed me yesterday and said the same thing. I always wondered what the other world leaders thought of Bush, just because he was such a stupid schmuck. But now, he is the stupid schmuck who has been finally repudiated by the voters of America. Now what do they think? How bad, I mean, not that I'd ever feel bad for him, but how inferior this man must feel now. That he's not just standing there among the other world leaders being a moron. He's standing among the other world leaders being a moron who's being recognized by more and more people as being a moron. And people are fed up with him. Jeez. But I don't feel bad for him. So this Monday, what I really meant to talk about, Monday, these people who they kept saying were dressed in like Iraqi policemen, ignoring the fact that they obviously were Iraqi policemen, went into a college or the Ministry of Education and kidnapped 150 people. That's pretty brazen. And for 2 days, 3 days, we're reading, well, they didn't really capture 150 people. They only captured 45, and 40 of them have been set free. And then 5 minutes later, they're saying, no, they really did capture 150 people, and 80 of them are dead, and 70 of them are tortured. Obviously, nobody knew what really happened. Nobody knew what happened. But we do know they were not dressed like Iraqi policemen. People people can't quite get their mind around the fact that the Iraqi police, who we trained so well in that fabulous dormitory with the feces raining on them, that they're the insurgents. They're the criminals. Putting a uniform on a criminal doesn't make him a policeman. It makes him a criminal in a uniform. So I don't know what the end result is with this. But then yesterday, and there's no civil war there. This is not totally out of control, of course. They're militiamen posing as police. They keep saying that. They keep saying it's the militias posing as police. Whereas if you read anybody who knows anything about Iraq, they say they're the police. They're militia. Well, they are, I guess, technically, they are militiamen posing as police. But they are actual people in the know seem to think they are the real Iraqi police force that is just so infiltrated by the militias that they have become one. They grabbed another, but they grabbed a convoy. There was a convoy of 49 vehicles. And the militia grabbed like 19 vehicles and all the people in them. You know, why don't we make the militia the police altogether? Because it seems the militias in Iraq really have their shit together. They can kidnap 150 people. They can take a well-guarded convoy and just drag off like half of it. Well, so we woke up to this convoy, to these people being kidnapped, because five of them were Americans. See, if they're no Americans, they don't count. Then, you know, then we don't care. Then you can take and put electric drills in their skulls. You know, that's fun. You know, oh, God, get five American contractors. America first wakes up. So rescue teams got two of the five Americans, rescued the Americans. Everybody else, fuck you. That's so terrible. That's so terrible, isn't it? Every single person being killed there is because of us being there. I don't even know what the answer is anymore. I really don't know what the answer is. You know, there's part of me, like, I think every American that says, you know what, fuck them, let's get out, screw them, let them all kill each other. You know, my mother, who's a much nicer person than I am, that's her attitude. I mean, without the cursing and everything. You know, let them, you know, goodbye. And yet there's another part of me that says, this is only happening because we went there in the first place. If we weren't there, this wouldn't be going on. And don't we have some kind of responsibility? And I get pissed off when the people in our governments are saying, well, they have to learn to take responsibility for their own, you know, security. And I'm like, we fucked up their country. And now we're going, not our problem. We're taking, it's wrong. It really, leaving is wrong and staying is wrong. There is totally no answer to this. There is really no answer to this because it is not fair to leave either. It isn't, it's as though Katrina could come back and say, what's wrong with you people? Oh, may I remind you again that we're not, comic relief tomorrow night. I have no idea what time. It's on TBS and HBO, and they're raising money for Katrina. So I'm going to send them money. I'll send them enough money to get one of those crappy T-shirts. They're the worst T-shirts. I don't like white T-shirts. Because I haven't worn a bra in so long, and if you get a really crappy white T-shirt, you can see your nipples. And, all right, so what... Everybody is... Oh, Jesus. people cannot sue Borat fast enough. They just can't sue Borat fast enough. Now the woman, if you didn't see the movie, this is going to sound worse than it is. The woman that he gave the bag of feces to at the dinner, she's suing him now. She actually isn't suing him yet. She wants a criminal investigation by the Attorney General of California. Because these movie companies have to learn not to make good movies or something. There is not one person that was in that, well, actually the driving teacher. Although he did give an interview, Borat's driving teacher. He pretty much had the right attitude, which is Gesundheit. You know, good luck to him. Why can't these people that were in that movie just say, well, I got taken in, and, but at least I'm in a big hit movie. Right? Because everybody except Lenore Skenazzi in the New York Daily News missed the part that what this movie, it does, it shows such incredible racism. And homophobia and misogyny and, you know, when he walks into that store and says to the guy, and this is like a two-sentence scene. This is not a build-up in a... He says, what gun I be need shoot you? And the guy says, this one. You know, I mean, there was no conversation. I thought that was some long scene in the movie, but it wasn't some long scene. It was like, what gun I need to shoot you? And he got this one will be good. So it shows all of that about people and the drunken frat boys. Wait, women and blacks and everybody else. And it does reveal all of that. But you know what else it reveals? It revealed how nice people were to him. It showed how nice most people were to him. That he said these very unpolitically correct things or outrageous things. And most people, it showed, I think, equally. People just, now I know the right wing is attacking it because it says, it just shows how PC everybody is. But I think in a way it just shows how sort of polite Americans are. You know, the people were trying to make him feel comfortable. They didn't want to make him uncomfortable. So no matter how outrageous some of the things he said were, some people just said, well, you know, we don't say that here. When he was telling, who was he talking about, the retards? That couldn't have been the driving teacher, the humor coach. They sent him to a humor coach, he's not suing. And he said, like, we make joke, my brother, retard. He said, well, we don't make, you know. And so it showed a lot of different things about America, you know, not just the racism and everything. It showed like an innate politeness, you know, maybe too much, maybe not. Can you be too polite? I don't think so. There's an interview coming up. I have a little excerpt. Everybody's having little excerpts with Sacha Baron Cohen in Rolling Stone. So little pieces are coming out, but I've got one of the British papers has kind of a longer. Nothing is actually more boring than a comedian analyzing what he does. You know, I think a good comedian should just say, look, if you don't get it, go away. You know, like, why should I explain it? The minute you start explaining what you're doing, it's not funny. And if people don't get it, they don't get it. Somebody told me that the manners lady that's suing him now, or that's having the California Attorney General looking, that her lawyer is, God help us, I can't believe, Gloria fucking Allred. There's a woman I'll attack any day of the week. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web,
and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks' spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to Barracuda.com.
How would you like to learn to the rich? The secrets the wealthy use to eliminate their debt and live life on their own terms. Hi, I'm Daniel Reed Smith, author of Abundance, Spending Your Way to Wealth. If you're making a good living, but you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck and fear you will never be able to quit working, then start budgeting, and I'll show you how to spend your way to wealth. If you call my office right now, my financial consultants will create a customized financial report based on your specific financial situation. Normally $179, but if you call now, it's free. This customized report will show you how to start today, live abundantly, retire wealthy, all on your present income. Get your free report right now. Call 1-800-532-5218. Stop worrying. Start living. Call now. 1-800-532-5218. That's 1-800-532-5218.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter, but enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, may I commend unto you on LynnSamuels.com. And I guess I'll leave it up all weekend. It's a story, but there's a link in the story to the video of the UCLA student who was sitting in the library, and the police did a random sweep of something, the UCLA police, and asked him for his ID, which he apparently didn't have. So a small riot ensued where they tasered him. And fortunately for humanity, somebody had a video-equipped cell phone. So on my website, you can read the story from the UCLA newspaper and just click on and see the YouTube video. You know, whenever you see people being tasered, they taser them, which apparently is very painful and knocks you down. Then they start yelling at the person to get up. Everybody who's been tasered says this. I remember some woman said, she said, they knock me down, then they yell at me to get up, and I'm in pain and I can't get up, so they taser them again because they're not getting up. Oh, it's just the worst video. I mean, it's just horrible. It's like 6 minutes of just, oh my God, do something about the UCLA police. And what other fabulous story do I have? Oh, yes, the war in Iraq. We're just heading down the path where the cost of the war, right? Number one is practically more than Vietnam already. And we're heading towards $600 billion. Billion. $600 billion. When it started, Bush said, 50, 60 billion. So it's only about 10 times more. But that's just as well, because otherwise, you know, they'd have to give people health care and shit, you know, have to keep giving us social security. So this way, you know, it's like killing so many more people. You can deny people health care or take away all our social security. And besides all the Iraqis Bush managed to kill, President Death, he can kill, you know, millions of Americans, too. I'm sure that makes him very happy. $600 billion. For what? Scott in Ohio.
Hey, Lynn. I want to talk a little bit about O.J. real quick. Let me get this straight. you're telling me that OJ is sitting outside her house, sees the real killers who leave no physical evidence whatsoever, and then he takes a tour of the murder scene?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with something called Occam's Razor? It's pretty much the notion that the simplest explanation is most likely the correct one. And this is the argument that guys make when they kill their wives all the time. Oh, I beat her, but I didn't kill her. Basically, most of us out in the country are just boring schlubs who nobody cares enough to kill except for the people we're married to. And this is another instance of that.
That's a great testament to matrimony.
Most of us are just average people. We don't have these lives filled with conspiracies.
Yeah, but she did. Faye Resnick was living with her, and they were having cocaine delivered, and they didn't have money. So I don't know why it would be so bizarre to think Colombian drug dealers would have come and killed somebody.
With knives.
I don't know. I'm not a Colombian drug dealer.
With their guns.
Maybe they didn't want to make noise.
I'm sorry, but when you... somebody a few thousand times with a knife, it's a hell of a lot of noise.
Look it, I don't believe he killed them. I really don't. And the only thing that will convince me is the day he, you know, looks at me and says, I killed them.
He's coming out with a book that says, I did it.
No, he's coming out with a book that says, if I did it.
Oh, well then, no, I'm sorry. I should send a letter to O'Shea and apologize then.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't think he did it. Nothing, I will never be convinced he did it, never.
Well,
unless
I mean,
he admits it.
I hope that if I ever commit a crime, I will find 12 souls like you to be on my
All
team.
Right, well, he did. Thanks, honey. He found 12 people like me. Pensacola. Joe.
And this is the first time I ever listened to you, and I was just wondering, you said if a comedian has to explain the joke, I mean, I understand that. Are you a comedian?
Well, I'm pretty funny. I'm
funny. No, seriously, are you a comedian, or are you really giving information to people that's relevant?
Well, I do both. I try to be entertaining, and I try to convey relevant information both. Separately.
What is it
that's confusing you so?
Well, the stuff that you're saying is just, it's where the world's headed right now is anything goes.
What do you mean anything goes? I don't think
you can say anything you want to say.
Well, of course you can. This is America.
You can
justify
anything that you do.
Joe.
What a great world that would be.
Joe, excuse me. This is America. Of course you can say anything you want. That's
right?
Part of America.
Yeah, I understand that.
So why can't I say anything I want?
You can spew stuff that's not true.
Such as, I'm not giving you the news. This is
okay,
like...
Okay, that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking you.
Well, does this sound like a news show?
Well, I don't know. I'm flipping through, and some of what you said sounds like it might be real fact, and then some of it just sounds like a freak show.
This is a talk show. Do you ever listen to talk radio?
Oh, all the time.
Well, who do you listen to, Rush, Sean?
I listen to Patriot Radio and the other conservative stations.
But you can't quite host, it seems.
Well, yes, I can. My church, Gordon Liddy.
So do they give you facts, or are they giving you their opinion?
If they say if it's an opinion, they state that it's an opinion. Spewing out people's names and calling them the words that you're using, which I won't repeat, but I mean, I believe you can get your point across civilly, but civilly isn't a liberal.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you should be listening to Andrew Wilkow. Maybe
no,
you'll be
him.
Thanks, honey. Bye. Aren't I funnier than Andrew? I mean, I obviously don't hear Andrew since he's been here, but I heard him before, and I don't know, he never left me laughing, I'll tell you. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
For Real Liberal Talk Radio, this is Sirius Left 146.
Hey, I'm Victoria.
Hi, this is Taylor, Cosmo Radio Sirius 111.
Patrick is the host of Cosmo Radio's Ask Him Anything.
He tells you what the guys are thinking.
He knows how to break down baffling male behavior so that we understand why men do what they do.
It's like being with your girlfriend, but her name is Patrick, and she's actually a guy, and she's kind of cute.
He's like our big brother around the Cosmo Radio Lounge.
And now he's yours, too.
Ask Patrick Anything, weekdays on Cosmo Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. West.
On Cosmo Radio Sirius 111.
Sirius, the home of NASCAR in 7 weeks.
Can you really cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Now you can with the new Secure Advantage loan exclusively from Quicken Loans. Nothing cuts your payment like Secure Advantage, the mortgage that gives you the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month. That means you'll have more cash on hand to save, remodel your home, or whatever you need. You could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Isn't that worth a few minutes on the phone? Call 800-983-9188 now to see how the new Secure Advantage loan could cut your payment by over 50%. Whether you're buying a new home or refinancing, Quicken Loans makes it fast and easy. If lowering your mortgage payment by 50% or more sounds good to you, call Quicken Loans at 800-983-9188. And ask about the exclusive Secure Advantage loan. Call 800-983-9188 now, while rates are still low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-983-9188.
Alex. I decided to wash my hands of Democrats, already arguing with each other. And it's over this thing with Murtha, the tractor for the war in Iraq. Nancy Pelosi decided he wants him to be the House Majority Leader. And we find out that Murtha is probably an unethical son of a bitch. The Republicans, they do it one way. The Democrats do it another way. They're all free.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, my button was stuck. See, once you figure out, like, what that is. Oh, my God, Henry, you're holding on 26 minutes. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Lynn. I'm surprised that you're from originally from WBAI, the Trials of the Century, Sacco and Vanzetti, or Julius and Ethel Rosenberg.
No, I didn't mean political trials. I meant tabloid trials, frankly.
Oh, well, you know, that was one of those things, but you're an interesting person, so please, the best of days to you. Bye-bye now.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's about how much I want to hear from you. Jeff in Maryland.
Hey, Lynn, you're a real knee slapper. I really enjoy listening to you all the time.
Tell that guy who asked if I was a comedian. I should have told him I'm a knee slapper.
You're a knee slapper. Just tell him that. Hey, listen, I was
and go spank your monkey while you're at it.
No, I won't do that. Listen,
did you ever see that movie? That was such a nice movie. Check that out, Spanking the Monkey. It was a nice little indie movie.
I think I will. Hey, listen, you were talking about how this Iraq war debt is going to cost the American taxpayers over $600 billion, and it's going to climb a little bit higher. Now, I understand the Republicans and all the cronies out there like to believe in the merit system and everything else. I was wondering, when Bush leaves office, he's going to get a step in pay from the American taxpayers, right? And
yes.
Cheney and all these guys?
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, since they really failed on this policy of this Iraq war, maybe we should take, you know, merit pay. We should try to take their money, that
retirement. You know something? It would be such a drop in the bucket.
Well, I know.
You see, then you set a precedent. Then you could have had the Republicans say, well, Bill Clinton cost so much money forcing us to investigate him, you know, that we're not going to give him his staff and his office. You know, it just starts down that slippery slope of, you know, eighth gradism.
Yeah, that's true, too. I was just sitting here thinking
When Bush leaves the office, honey, I just want them all given a one-way plane ticket to The Hague and a nice trial and an orange suit.
Well, I think if the Germans get their way about, they're going to have the first one over there, and his name's going to be Rumsfeld, and then I think it's going to be Cheney, and then Bush is going to be the next one.
Well, look, and then we can take them to The Hague. Why not try them in every European country we can find?
I agree. I mean,
enjoy your retirement. It's going to be quite a trial.
Well, we'll see you later, knee slapper. Have a good day.
Okay. And Monkey Spanker, do you know, I until that movie came out and I saw that movie, which is not that long ago, Spanking the Monkey, I never heard that. I didn't know what that's, I had no idea. Never heard it. Ohio, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Nothing. Hey, you know, you're one of the first people ever come out and talk about that Faye Resnick and the drug thing, you know. They never talk about that with O.J., or as far as the O.J. situation went.
No, people don't. Somebody wrote a book based on my theory. I mean, it was his theory. It's actually where I got the theory. But the book was printed, and it went out of print in about 5 minutes. But I think they came. She had been living with Nicole, and they really had no money, but they kept having all this cocaine delivered. And I think they just, and then she moved out. Which, and I think they sent the Colombian drug dealers, and they really wanted to kill Faye Resnick.
And they got
who didn't live there anymore, so they, you know, killed the first woman they saw.
And they got that Goldman cat. He's just the wrong place, wrong time.
That's what.